everybody. Happy Friday. And today is May 16th, 2014. And I guess we'll take away some of your stuff, energies that you may not want to have on you. What we'll do is an aura cleansing for you, just a real quick one here. It's also on the website, I believe. So here we go. So if you got cluttered up with something, got slimed by people, maybe you did a lot of hugging or shaking hands, maybe you just feel a little heavy, felt like you've been slimed by something, by the Utes, the unwanted universal travelers maybe out there, or maybe somebody did a hex or spell or something on you. Oh, so we'll just do a clearing to get that energy off of you. We have lots of clearings on the website to help you, so if you do feel a big relief, then you know that you need to have a clearing, because we're just clearing out what happened today, what happened to you through your whole life. That could be much worse. So here we go. Going to clear out this energy. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. That should be cleared off now. This clearing is just to clear off your auric field right now. The actual auric field on the website is not going to go through your whole lifetime naturally. You need to probably do maybe the dark side practitioner or the curse of sex or spell clearing if you think people are thinking of you a lot. And even if they're thinking good thoughts, that's still going to affect the energy of your body. So that's why you want to get this stuff off of you. So let's bring up the light beam now. And we'll bring in the non-gender light beams. Oh, here they come. Go down on the BBS site a little ways or creationlightship.com. Oh, light beam activation. Force energy into the light beam, and it'll radiate peace around you, maybe into you, and in the room that you're sitting in. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Got off our conference call tonight about a half an hour ago, so we were doing a lot of entity releases. These are ghost energies that hop onto you and can change your personality, can give you addictions, and can bring you physical body pain, and plus many other things. So here we go. Turn it over to Ann, see if she can come up with tonight for some wonderful topics. So Ann, are you out there?
I am. Hi, Ron, and hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. And tonight is Friday, so it's Paranormal Friday. And you may make comments or ask questions on the fast chat. I also have clsquestions@yahoo.com opened if you would like to comment. And we are accepting phone calls this evening. I believe the number you can call in is also on the fast chat or on the BBS page that Ron has. Just a reminder, in case you're a new listener, Ron's website is creationlightship.com. And yes, we have a wonderful show planned for this evening. And thank you so much, Ron, for those clearings at the beginning of the show. That really felt wonderful. So,
yeah, we'll see if we have any people out there who've had a paranormal experience. I just got an email, I think it was today, not yesterday, and it dealt with a car kind of coming in from a timeline. And you know what that was called, Ann? It's on YouTube.
Yes, I actually have that right here to tell people. I'm on the wrong email there. One second. It was a YouTube video where someone was filming on a street, and it... actually, they got on film a car dropping down from the sky like a portal. And here, let me get you the exact name of it. It's on YouTube, and it's called, I'm sorry, I didn't realize I closed it down, Car Exits Time Portal and Crashes, ?2013. So thank you, listener, who sent that in to us. It's disturbing, but it does very much validate what Ron talks about with the timeline crashes, and that you've said so many times, Ron, you could be driving and there is no car, and then all of a sudden the car is there. Or, and that's a timeline thing. Or you use the example also of you looking for your keys, and then you turn around and your keys are right there. And either your keys were on a different timeline or you were. And that's what's going on in that video. So you might want to check that out. That's a good way to start off paranormal evening, right, Ron?
And then you can also look up that German one with the highway camera where the large semi-truck was lifted up on an abduction. And somehow, remember, they're in control of time, so you're just seeing it kind of going up and down again, but you don't realize that when it wasn't here. So during that whole process, time was stopped, but the camera didn't show that. And they took the cargo out of the truck. So who knows what they took, what they're playing with up there, what they're eating. Bills. But anyway, the truck's cargo vanished.
Yeah, so that should have everyone a little bit warmed up for thinking about paranormal night.
First one, the newest one here, 2 weeks ago, I think last week and a half ago, last Wednesday we'll call it, was when the different alien off-planet races came. And I think there was probably, I can't say there's 700 races, but I would just guess about 700 to 800 factions, we'll say, groups of aliens that had, I could use the word alien pirates, that's possible too, but they had gold stored here, and they took it off-planet. So if for some reason you had a ring that was used with alien gold and you can't find your gold ring anymore, wondering where it went, well, just think some nice aliens wearing it. So anyway, that's what happened here, because they needed to get the gold off planet before the Earth spirit would have changed the energy of the gold, which would now make it gold of the Earth, we'll call it. Not 100% correct at this, but if you just follow me, that's why they came, because they didn't want it to be used by us humans here, and then they could not find it if that frequency was changed and or belted with a bunch of other gold. So they were looking and getting their own particular stash off-planet. That's what happened. That's one of the more sci-fi things. Anyway, I guess we'll get back. So this is Sci-Fi Night. I'd love to hear somebody's sci-fi experience, paranormal experience, that, you know, you may have the answers to it now because you listen to all these programs, but to a newbie, it might be very interesting. But if you have something where something disappeared and reappeared before your eyes or maybe a month later or something, then you might want to look at that. We had one where we're in a restaurant, and the family, you know, I think there was three people. I don't know if there was but anyway, there's a male boy. It may have been a daughter there, but the boy did not even look close or fit in energetically to the family. He looked like he was an offspring, you know, similar features, you know, nose and stuff, you know, the parents, but his energy was strictly alien. So that's one of those things that happened too. But anyway, I'm sure everybody has their own story, going to a parking lot full of cars and go to the store and there's nobody there hardly, and you kind of scratch your head, and you may not even know it, and maybe you walked into a time portal going into that store possibly. That would be even more freakier, no? So, anyway, back, I got to say something. Where I live here in California, and we're kind of stuck going to Walmart, but in other states, at least back east in New Jersey, where we've been into one Walmart, normally, you know, in all stores, you know, it works the way you drive a car. You go into the right door, right? And you leave on the right side, so you don't have people hitting each other, right? So that's pretty common. You know, you drive on the right side of the street, not on the left lane. oncoming traffic, so it's always to the right. So the right door normally would be the door that you would enter into. Well, in California here, it's reversed. Walk up to the front of a Walmart, and the left door is to come into it. I first saw that, I go, what? Maybe they had it reversed and the painter or whoever put the sticker on the door, you know? So I went into another one, it's the same. But back east, they're doing it correctly. Here in California, at least the ones that I've been in, a couple of them, the right door is to exit, and the left door is to go in. I just don't even, I just figure they're trying to mind control me some way, you know. So I just always go into the door on the right side. I'm not going to, you know, take heed of what they're talking about there because they're doing something that does not correspond to reality. And maybe if you do walk into that left door, maybe you're in a whole different timeline, you know. Well, I choose to do it the way it's done here. Every other store and every other place that I've been is the right door. If you have a choice, it'd be the door you walk into. Anyway, just information for everybody. And then we do have people who comment about going to a superstore, we'll say, I'll give them the name of the store now, and they go, man, this thing is full of weird people. Like, all the weird people kind of come in there, have different body styles, and they look really weird. Oh, as opposed to the general population that would be in the surrounding town. Like, they just beamed into that store to look at the goods and buy things, and maybe they get beamed out of it. Oh, anyway, I guess we'll just turn it back over to you, Ann.
Well, thank you, Ron. And I had an experience in not Walmart, but another big store. I had two items to return, and each were on a different receipt. And I started to look at it to point out, because there were other items. And I said, oh, they're right on the top there. They're both grocery. And she said, this is on here, but the other item isn't. And I said, right, it's on, probably on the other receipt. Well, I can't find it anywhere. And she kept insisting that the second item wasn't on the receipt in her hand. And then someone else came over. She had to go help somebody, which that must have been frightening. Someone else took over, and 1, 2, 3, she saw the other receipt was fine. Then the same gal was my cashier, and she said, were you ever able to get that second item returned? I said, yes. Really? How did she find it? I mean, I guess it must have been on the other receipt. And she kept repeating, that's so odd. It must have been on the other receipt. So, wow, how long had that gal been on the planet?
That's probably your handler.
Right, telling her she has to move. Now, you mentioned the gold, Ron, which you had mentioned last Wednesday, and someone did write in and say, did the aliens take all the gold? So I guess it sounds like no, they didn't take all of the gold, right?
Oh, I'll clarify that. If they brought the gold here and buried it, right?
Mm-hmm.
They came back and dug it up, we'll say, and took it away. That's, you know.
Right.
Well, that's what they did. They claimed what they had here.
Okay.
And removed it.
Good. So it's not like if you own some gold and hid it somewhere yourself, it's necessarily gone now. It's not gone, right?
No, that's not right either. If it's alien gold and they owned it and somebody found it and used it, and you had it like in a ring or something, and it has their particular signature, their DNA, their whatever you want to call it, on that gold, it would probably be taken away. They would find it and extract it.
Wow. Okay.
Remember, they own it.
Right.
Because you bought it from somebody, doesn't mean that, maybe they found it someplace or somebody found it. But, you know, it would be their alien gold. So they took the alien gold away that they owned. Typically, it's probably all buried. But maybe some prospector found it, you know, a long time ago and melted it down. And you know, maybe your grandparents have something that was made of gold and gave it to you. All of a sudden, now you look and it's no longer there. Well, why would it be gone? Because they claimed and took their gold off of the planet that they brought here, okay? Oh, back to you, Ann.
Got it. Okay, thank you, Ron. And the same listener is requesting a sample of gold energy. Is it possible to do that, to get a, for us to feel the energy of real gold?
Well, I'll bring in gold that would be from, well, everybody knows a few of the alien races. So let's bring in the frequency of gold that the Greys brought here. Right away, you might want to, oh, no, the Greys, you know, well, gold is gold, okay? So the gold is not going to be a corruption of an alien race. It's just a frequency that they had stored here, okay? So don't get too panicked because, oh, it's a gold from the Greys. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, there's that gold energy. Okay, now I'll bring in, we'll take that one away. Now we'll bring in one, I guess everybody likes the Pleiades here. You know, anyway, that's a name that's out there. They seem to think that they own us. We're on their slave, in their slave line here. So here we go. So the Pleiades gold. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. That one I don't like too much myself. How do you feel with that one, Dan? Do you have any comments?
I can't say that I felt much, to be honest. It felt like it, like, I don't know, almost mental? Could it be like Yeah, usually when you bring in an energy, it feels, I feel it in my heart more, and I feel very relaxed, and that just felt more like a mind thing, I guess. I don't know how else to describe that.
No, this one I don't like at all. Next we'll bring in, Arcturian, I guess. That's another one that people talk about a lot. Most people think that there's only like 5 Pleiades, you know, beings and maybe 5 Arcturians that they say, are these ones good? You know, not knowing that, you know, the race is, has a lot of people. And not all of them are good. And if you know about them, then chances are they're not. So here we go. Arcturians, old energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Oh, boy. And that's how I do an alien race that looks like a praying mantis. This is their gold. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And the races pop up on the fast chat. I'll do a couple more if you guys want to type something in there.
Let me check.
Okay, the gold from Sirius. Here we go.
Okay.
1, 3, 4, and 5. There we go. It pops up here. I'll do 2 more, whatever one surface on the fast chat here.
Well, can you tell us, like, what is there a highest energy or, you know,
it's just
really,
what they are.
They're just what they are. They're not necessarily better
not,
or worse.
I'm not in the mode to even want to evaluate what the gold is and even how they use it. But somehow it seems to be a change or energy that all the aliens seem to use, probably because the gold that they have is more than likely uncorruptible, and it will not take on any other energies of its own. Oh, when it what it is what it is.
Interesting. Now, would the gold? Someone's asking. You know, does Earth have any gold of its own? Then, I mean, the gold that people found in the Earth here, like gold miners and stuff over the years, does that actually belong to Earth, Ron, or do you not know?
I would imagine. You normally find gold where there's quartz, I believe, so that would be an Earth product.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, we have 2 more requests, Orion and Andromedans.
Okay, so we'll do Orion for, oh, geez, Orions, huh? beef.
Not good. Well, if it's negative, then don't do it.
I've been battling them for months here.
Okay, then.
I'll leave them out.
Skip that.
I don't want to even get close to those energies. I should say they don't want to get close to me, so they're taken off.
Okay.
The other one, prominent, here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. Oh, there you go. And I'll bring in next the energy of the Earth's gold. And we'll have two different energies. We'll have one from the older Earth spirit that's now here, okay? We'll bring in the one that was here previously, you know, a few months ago. Here is the one that's older. Oh, here we go. This is the one that was here over 1.5 million years ago, just to round figures off. So here we go. This is the gold that would have been on the planet at that time. So one, two, three, four, and five. Okay. And now I'll bring in the newer energy gold, which we would be probably digging up, you know, in your lifetime and stuff here, a different frequency. Here you go. One, two, three, four, and five. Joke. What I could do is bring in the gold of the Egyptians. I don't like that gold whatsoever, but I'll bring it in if you want to feel that. You go one, two, three, four, and five. They were building the pyramids and stuff a long time ago. That gold does not feel very good to me. Well, I don't know why that would be. Is what they were using at the time.
Well, we have just one more comment or question, Ron, about the gold. And someone said, when the ETs took their gold, it must have been a lot. Might that have caused some earthquakes?
Very good question. Yeah, I don't know how many tons of gold they've taken out. I don't have that answer. If it even is in billions of tons, okay? I don't know what they, you know, how that works. Could it have caused earthquakes? Yeah, very possibly. Yeah, it could have. Remember, the gold has probably been here for eons, okay? So
right.
They don't want it to, you know, they just decided to take it out of here. Plus, maybe their particular frequency, since some of the gold to me feels pretty yucky, maybe that frequency was used to corrupt a human since it was in the ground, much like we talk about with the satellites beaming down to you and stuff, and the alien mind control from the alien ship clouds that are up there, the clouds that look like alien ships, that bottom ones. Well, very possibly gold in the earth here, underground, was also influencing people. Right? That's they started coming in, and we gave them safe haven to get it out of here. Races, most of the, I'll say, I can't say all, but pretty much all the races, even if they didn't like each other, they all kind of stood in line, we'll say, come in to get their product and then leave. So they, like honor among thieves, you know, they, battles, as they were in line, down and get their stuff. Had to protect them on the way out to where they were taking it. Was other pirate ships trying to take all their gold that they got from here.
Right. Excuse me, Ron, I believe we have a caller on the line. Do we have someone there?
Yeah, this is Andrea from Washington. Hi, everyone.
Hi, welcome.
Good. I love all of this information on gold. I'm doing a lot of yawning and a lot of releasing. I might have missed the last couple minutes, and this question may be irrelevant, but when I heard you talking about gold last week, Ron, you were saying you were battling them, many of the races, and I was wondering if you were battling them for our gold, to keep them from taking ours. Why were you battling them?
I was probably doing battles on the alien races that were trying to take the gold away from the ones that were here. Oh, so, and the gold that is here did stay, even the alien gold that's here, that's going to be used for possibly changing the energies here on the planet.
Right. I'm looking at the rumor that, you know, our currency will be backed by gold, and so I'm hoping nobody swipes that.
That gold is already, I've already seen that. That's in place.
Oh, fantastic. Thank you so much.
That gold.
It's really exciting to have the information on gold. Thank you.
That's probably why this other gold had to leave here, too. Stuff that happens underground, behind the scenes, that I won't say that I'm not privileged to the information, but I can only look for so much stuff. The gold that is here that Kennedy and Marcos kind of bring into effect, and you know why they both got, or at least he got fascinated because of that in '63. That gold is still here and is using for that change there, we'll call it, of going into a gold standard over again here. So that gold is
fantastic. That's good news. We are going to have a new paradigm. Fantastic information. Thank you.
And I will say that gold is actually protected by aliens. So they want to bring in a better system here, what we have now. So, but remember, it's still going to probably be down the road, still control of people. But I think it'll be less than what it is now. I really can't get into that.
So the aliens,
aliens
that are protecting the gold? Excuse me, I'm sorry. Did I interrupt?
The gold that's here kind of is, what's happening is a little bit out of my jurisdiction of what I normally do, but can say that those two individuals are still living underground, and they're working long hours and times, in a sense, that individuals are, they can pick their age. They're probably about 35. They're working on this here, and that's what they chose them to do. So it's just continuing on to bring forth quality here between the different countries.
And also integrity in our banking system and in our exchange system, that would be really different.
I don't know how that's going to work out. That could be very, maybe, I don't know. But, happening. Oh, no, until it hits the pavement here.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you so much, caller, for calling in. And Ron, that is fascinating, and I just want to share with everyone that's an example of how when we ask you the right questions, we get some wonderful information. So thank you, caller, and thank you all of you for participating on these shows. And we especially love hearing some positive news, Ron, so thank you.
So, how did the, let's find out. Let's get a caller to come call in to see how they thought about the different golds, or if they felt a change from the gold on the earth here, from the older to the newer version of the different energies. So,
right. One listener did comment that she also was feeling it more in her head, the different golds that you were bringing in. But we'll see how people are feeling. I feel, you know, I don't know if it's from the gold or just being on the show and connected to the light beings while we're doing the show, but I feel very peaceful and very good.
Yeah, so what happens when you're a sponsor to the show is that, you know, you're, in a sense, surrounded by light beings in your room, and you start feeling really, really nice and peaceful as they come in to help you out, maybe to take away some of your nervousness or whatever. Everybody, I think, who has been a sponsor can kind of understand or can talk about how they changed a little bit during the program and or, you know, that they just feel a little different and the room energy feels different.
Right. Now, I have a question about what you were explaining before, Ron. Do the two people that you said are still working to get things in better order for us for our money and gold and all, now, do they have their spirits with them intact?
Let's see. Yeah, they do. Both of them do, yeah.
Well, that's more good news. Great. Thank you, Ron. Okay, let me check the fast chat here again. And okay, nothing new on the fast chat. I hope mine is, let me check in the emails. Well, we have a new email, which is, can we get a status report on the wars the light is involved with? But I think you kind of already answered that, Ron, right? And you don't really have any more details to share, right?
No, none that I could share. It's just ongoing.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay. And, okay, we had a question about the body jumpstart. Actually, the person is just asking how much it costs and how long it lasts. So I'll change the subject for now anyway and answer that. And then I thought perhaps we could talk a little bit about the Body Jumpstart Run, because I've done that for myself, and it's a very powerful healing. So in the answer to the person's question is it's for 3 months, 90 days, and it costs $100. And then I'd like to, if that's okay with you, Ron, I thought we could go over that and tell people it's a very wonderful healing, and it involves so many different things, including some whole life healings, that once you've done the body jumpstart for $100, you can pay another $50 when your 90 days is up to, I think it's 3 whole life healings. So if that's okay, Ron, I thought it would be interesting to go over what all these healings are. And the first one is the mind of the body. And you first clear it. It's a whole life clearing that's included in this special set of clearings. And if the first thing you do is clear out your whole lifetime, just like you do on the emotional clearing, and then you put in incidents of things you want cleared. And I know you've said this before, Ron, but can you just tell us again why the mind of the body is so important?
That's your internal healer. Oh, if your internal healer has been shut down, like you had barcodes on it, got barcodes, or you're going through a physical challenge or something, and it's overwhelmed, et cetera, then that clearing can help to clear that. So it can be online. That's what it's for.
Right. And incidents, the second half of it, is just any physical issue that you're having, so that you can inform the mind of your body and your spirit what's going on in your life.
Yes, that is correct. Uh-huh. So I put that clearing out for somebody maybe who has a situation. Let's just say that you break your arm, for instance. Okay, well, right away you have a problem, because ideally, you know, it can take, I guess it takes 6 weeks to heal. You get the clearing and you start working on it, and you can put that in there and do other clearings too to help you out. That's why have it. Or maybe you get, you go, you got the big C word, you know. And so you go in there and you start clearing out stuff so that you can have your spirit become more functional with you on clearing out and helping you heal or balance out that energy. So it just means that you have, in a sense, looking at it probably a little more profoundly, when you have, say, cancer, have an alien species that is living with you. It may not be that, but your body thinks it's alien. So it's there living with you because it was created due to your emotional stuff, more than likely from your ancestors, and all of a sudden you got something because you're out of balance. So you have to look at stuff being in balance and out of balance. You created an out of balance energy. Now it's alien to your body because your body wants to be balanced. And so you can help to get rid of it by doing clearings and guarantee it's going to fix you.
Right.
Not even a doctor can do that.
Right.
It's a way that you can clear out the energies. Because your only healer that you really have is your spirit. You know, when you
right.
are looking at it, so your spirit needs to be online, and these clearings can help you to get your spirit more with you. Your spirit going to be in that cancer growth? No, it's not. Alien life form, it doesn't even know what it is. Body knows that
right.
it doesn't want it, so automatically it's not going to, you know, go up to it and, try to set the energy up on it. It's there. Now you do something to get your spirit to help out.
Right.
The whole thing is get your spirit with you.
Right. Excuse
me,
Ron,
you're already down the road, but a ways when you have that, because that's where you are. So you want to do that, the body jumpstart series to feel better. And then after you do that, then you have the availability on the whole lifetime clearings that you have done on this particular one, is you're able to get into the clearing and get the unlimited or the whole lifetime ones for $50 to stay current with your clearing. So
okay.
That's why you want to get the unlimited. You already had whole lifetime clearings, and you may want to get unlimited to stay current. You may not want to. But, a lot of people like getting the unlimited because they know that they may have something cropping up. Because remember, once that healing is stopped, at that moment in time, it won't go back any further, and it won't go forward in time. That's where it stopped. And then you manifest something new in the next 2 seconds to the rest of your life. So you may need to stay current with a clearing or a healing.
Right. Ron, I believe we have a caller waiting on the line. Is there someone there? Hello? Oh, maybe we lost them. Hello, is someone on the line?
There is no one on the line.
Okay, I'm so sorry. I thought I heard a beep and that someone...
Yeah.
Okay. So, okay, Ron. Thank you. So now let me go back to our healing, and I want to go on to the next item.
Did we lose Ron?
I'm still here.
Okay. Oh, good. And we're glad you're still there, Ron. And just one second.
On the paranormal, I didn't know you're talking about that, not really paranormal, but you mentioned about the cat chasing something, chasing a dog?
Yes. You know, before we do that, Ron, let me just clarify, and I apologize. The body jump start is, in fact, $200, not $100. It's $100 if you want to do it for just a month, I believe. So sorry about that, folks. But, yes, what you're talking about is this cat. Say it was a video on YouTube because the family... had a security tape running, and their little boy, who I think he was only two or three or something, was outside in the front yard, and a neighbor's dog, who obviously I can only imagine must have been abused or neglected or something, because he just ran over to their yard and attacked this poor child. And then the cat came out of nowhere, running like 1,000 miles an hour, and jumped on the dog and either scared him or bit him or scratched him or something, but he immediately let go of the little boy. And then the mother got there on time. So it was still not, it was still an awful thing to have happen, but the cat certainly averted what could have been a much bigger tragedy.
Let's talk about that. So this is an issue that, that happened, quite interesting, and it's not with people, it's with animals. Well, let's just look at the dog. So the first thing that I see is very unfortunate. That poor dog now, when he get all the psychic attacks of people, saw the video, thinking what a bad dog it was, right? That's the first thing. And so that's number one. And then number two, did the dog have entities in it? You know, was it mistreated? Should the dog, you know, we'll just say that the owner's listening who has the dog, okay? We'll talk to the owner of the dog right now. So right away, you know, did you beat your dog? So if you did, you know, with a dog, a rescue dog from a pound, you know, is going to get put to sleep and the person bought it. Is it an abused dog? So right away we got clearings on the website that you can do on your animals. We'll just talk about this dog. So if the dog did that, what does it need? Right off the bat, it needs an emotional healing or need a healing for being psychically attacked. Okay, that would be the curses, hexes, spell clearing. You're going to need probably a pain clearing because the cat probably bit it. Maybe the owner beat it after that. Who knows? It probably is going to need a anxiety clearing and a fear clearing. Okay, so that's how I'm looking at the dog. And it might need something. It might be full of entities. So it needs to have entities out of it. Maybe, you know, something came into the dog. They didn't like the child. You know? Maybe it's a human even. Who knows? Well, the dog acted out that, so it's going to need probably six clearings right off the bat, get-go, to help the poor dog out, okay? Now, what about the cat? What's the cat's situation here? Okay, when the cat saw it, what did it do to the cat? The cat probably in fear, and then maybe instantly it went into anger, okay? Then it responded after that to help out the child, okay? So that's the way you'd want to look at that one there. And what could have stepped into the cat, okay? Something else could have stepped into the cat, maybe another dog that didn't like what was going on. Maybe that owner of the child had a dog and it's hanging around there in spirit form, we'll call it, or emotional dog body form, and it saw maybe being attacked, and it jumped into the cat because that was the quickest thing that it could use. If it was in there already off and on, and it went as a dog, in a cat body, attack the dog. And you can see that also on YouTube. Look, just type in barking cat, okay? Now we get back to child. What does a child need now for a clearing? Well, right now it's probably going to be terrorized of a dog, so it'll need an emotional trauma from the dog. It'll need probably an emotional clearing, you know, on its own for what happened. It's going to have probably fear, Same as the dog, anxiety, have trauma. And, you know, there's probably a few more clearings that it could use also. Now, we'll go to the parents. What do the parents have? They're going to be really upset now with the dog. Okay, so they're doing a lot of psychic attacks to the poor dog whenever they think about it and see what was going on. This is just what happened with this small little situation. Like I put onto the news, and everybody now is, oh, psychically attacking everything. Even the cat, they're probably all thinking, oh, what a great cat this was. Think about the cat doing this, it's being attacked psychically. So now the poor cat's going to have the load of how many people are watching the program. Millions of people, probably. So that's how you have to look at clearings. So something like this, you go, you know, you may not even think of what's going on energetically here. And then, you know, you have to look at, now, what timeline did this happen on? Okay? Well, maybe if you cleared the timeline away, maybe this wouldn't even have been an experience here on this planet. And where do you fall with this here? What was your reactions when you heard about this? Okay? And what clearings do you need yourself now? Because we have a media clearing that could help you out. So this is kind of how you want to look at situations that happen here and how just one little thing can jump into many, many situations and go in different directions. So, I have a lot of empathy, we'll say, a sympathy for the poor dog because it's really under it right now. So I'll probably actually do that myself and try to heal the dog from millions of people likely attacking the dog for it doing it. Was it probably even the dog's fault? It had an entity. Maybe it caught an entity from somebody just walking down the street, or maybe the house that it lived in has tons of entities, and it finally had to run out the door to do something. So, all different ways to look at this here. Back to you, Ann.
Well, I've always believed animals aren't born vicious, right? I mean, they only would attack anyone if they're hungry, right, a wild animal. But a pet, there's absolutely no reason that an animal would attack a child or a human unless there's something wrong with how they're being raised.
Yeah, and also there could be jealousy there.
Right.
Maybe the dog was jealous of the child because it was close to its territory in front of its house or something, or it thought it was in its territory.
Yeah, and I don't. The dog was a mix. I don't know too much about the two breeds, but I know with it, recently in the last 20 years or so, we've done an awful lot of, dog breeding, and mixing breeds and that kind of thing. And I know it happens if they're just running around and they're strays, but there's an awful lot of it done on purpose. And I wonder if that's such a good idea.
Yeah, and then look at it. I'm not saying this is correct and true, but what was in that baby? What did the dog see in that child? We don't see physically here. Oh.
Right.
I won't go on to much further than that.
I thought of the child first, Ron, that how many thousands of people or millions maybe are courting the poor child and saying, oh, the poor thing, and I hope he gets better, and I hope he's okay, and that's not good.
Yep, so you can all see how you can have all this stuff happening to you not even knowing what's going on, Anyway, so back to you, Ann. We could maybe get into something else on paranormal.
Okay, let me just check on our fast chat here. Okay, I don't know if my fast chat isn't refreshing or... but there's nothing new that I'm seeing on the fast chat right now. I'll open a new page in case that's it. And let me go back to our emails. Okay, someone wrote in about more information about gold and silver. And somebody, well, I do want to keep talking about the body jumpstart, because there's so many more clearings. But last Wednesday, I believe we were talking a lot about the natal barcode, and people wrote in a lot of suggestions of things to clear. And we talk a lot about numbers, and that's important to clear them. And there's a lot of numbers on things like our birth certificate. Well, a gentleman wrote in, a longtime listener and often participator, so thank you very much. I have a suggestion for the natal barcode clearing. I put the names of both of my parents in the natal barcode clearing box that says other, and that was a relief. Both of the parents' names are on the birth certificate. And what is your opinion of that, Ron?
Why not? They could be using your parents to track you, okay? Remember, the natal barcode is to put down information that you are known, that it's recognized. Let's see. I don't know how to. It is politically correct, but whatever energies are attached to you, that's how you're being tracked. You're being tracked by your phone number, even past phone numbers. Remember, everything is in the now here, and everything gets brought, on the dark side universe. So your past is what you're living. So whatever you have done in the past is still connected to you. Naturally, your parents are that automatically. So, yeah, putting your parents' names in might give you a lot of relief, because that's who you're living with. That's probably too obvious, and I've never have mentioned that before. Normally, you think of other things, your birth date, and how old you are, and your street address, and license plate, maybe. There's all different numbers and letters that people have. You know, your nickname. If you're married or not married, and all different types of things that you can put in there. So, but all that is used to back you, because these are keywords, key letters, and key numbers. That's why you normally see the license plates with the similar numbers all the time, or some similar letters, or your clock showing maybe 10:10 or 11:11 or something like that. Those are all things that they track you with. That's why you're seeing it. It should be like, oh yeah, they got me this time. I'm seeing 11:11 today. I didn't care if it was 11:11, but why did my head move down there? Well, I only want to know when it's 12 o'clock when I got to eat lunch, So you should be looking at that, close to 12 o'clock, because your body's going to know that it's getting close to 12, so you can do the countdown for the next couple of minutes. So 11:11 or 10:10 really shouldn't have anything to do with you whatsoever, if that's how they're tracking you. And, that's... it's very easy, and they probably like using those numbers as they're the same. And maybe, 1, 2, 3, and 4 could be a key one,
Should
I've never seen
in...
that myself, like 1234.
Right.
Somebody out there has.
Ron, I have to do that a few times. That's because I keep thinking I've cleared all those numbers, and sometimes I have to clear them myself. Would it be helpful, if we put in the four numbers, like the hour and the minutes that we have seen, should we write o'clock?
You can put a.m. or p.m. I don't think o'clock would mean anything.
Okay, a.m. or p.m.
It's a word. O'clock, you use that all the time, 10 o'clock,
right.
11 o'clock.
Right.
So o'clock is probably a really covert tracking thing, because you're using it all the time. And the word time. Whenever we start talking, we're dealing with time. I don't know how often I use the word time when we talk about timelines or time. That's a word that's very distant in our vocabulary. And then also maybe, go to work and they say, oh, good morning. Phone rings and you say hello. Or how are you doing today? These are all programs. And the programs are being used to track you, and maybe the person asking you that wants to get more details on your life so they can track you even more. Well, where did you go today? Oh, you went to the store. What did you buy at the store? Oh, you bought apples? Oh, that's great. So now they got you for buying apples, tracking the apple. They're tracking you to the store. How long were you in there, What else did you buy? It just goes on and on and on. It might sound kind of weird, but that can happen. So look at what you're continuously talking about or saying, and the key phrases. That's why you put those into the natal clearing to get it off. So I think our time is coming to a close here. We have our 8-hour call coming up. And that'll be on Sunday, getting rid of these alien life form critters out of you and make you feel better. Each time we do one of these calls, people do feel better. Last time we did a lot of pins and implants, so we'll probably be doing that some more on the next call. But each call is a little different, but they all help you. So
right.
Even if it's identical call, it's still going to help you. So don't think because you had one that everything is great, because each time you're on the call, you do feel better and you get lighter. And the bottom line is you're getting more spirit energy. So, I want to thank everybody for contributing here. So thank
yes,
you.
Thank you. Ron, if I could just say, first of all, tomorrow there will be another radio show at 7 p.m. on BBS Radio, and I hope you all listen. It's Saturday Night on the Lightship, and we'll continue our Body Jumpstart discussion. But before we end tonight, Ron, one listener did say she didn't feel so well after all that gold energy, so could you just maybe check that listener and all of us and make sure nobody got any dark, anything off on them from that gold, all the gold energies?
I'll just take it away here. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5.
Okay.
Do you feel
thank
kind of
you,
funky?
Ron.
That means that you probably have part of that energy stored inside of you.
Oh, wow.
It'd be yucky, okay? So we brought in a lot of the energy, and it really shouldn't even respond or react to you. Oh, I don't know what to say. But we'll see what happens tomorrow night,
right.
How people are feeling. You may want to do an object clearing, only a dollar, I think, and do an object clearing on the gold that made you feel funky.
Like if you own some gold, Ron, like some gold jewelry or something.
Well, yeah, but no, this is the gold energy that we brought in. So if you do with like the Palladian gold, then go on there and clean out the Palladian gold that resonated with you. And you may have to go deeper than that, but at least we can get rid of that off of you. So it's really a nice learning experience so you can understand that you already have it inside of you. If you don't have it, it's not going to affect you. So now you know that if you did feel yucky, that's probably why I was feeling yucky with that one. That you're dealing with something inside of you that's harming you. It just happened to point it out to you.
Got
you want
it.
To go in there and do that clearing. Really, really feel funky, then go in maybe and do, the special clearing is designed for illnesses and things, but there might be something else you could do to release it. But we'll find out tomorrow night what people are doing. So get on the show tomorrow and send us a testimonial about what's happening, how you feel now maybe. Go to clsquestions@yahoo.com. And then tomorrow give us the same information on how you feel afterwards. So, and maybe how you feel tomorrow. So today and tomorrow, the difference. Oh, that just shows you that you're under attack more than you even think that you are. By this step. But the gold is out of you, which is very nice.
Right.
If it's still stuck in you, the aliens aren't going to come to you and try to pull it out of you. You want to get it out of your body. Maybe you years and years ago were wearing a necklace out of gold, and it was the aliens, and it was actually causing you harm. Okay? We just did you a favor by showing
right.
you that you're corrupted with this. So anyway, thank you, Ann, and thank
okay.
you. We'll see you later, everybody.
Night, everyone. Bye.